This next story is a difficult one. It involves the tragic deaths of a married couple in Anaheim Hills, a quiet, affluent neighborhood in Southern California. And while the news has made national headlines, it hits especially close to home for those of us here in Southern Humboldt. 40-year-old Allison Barry Guerrera, who was raised and educated in Southern Humboldt, was found dead alongside her 45-year-old husband, Marco Tony Guerrera, inside their home on the evening of May 8th. According to reporting by the Daily Mail, both had suffered gunshot wounds. Police recovered a firearm at the scene, and there were no signs of forced entry or evidence of anyone else being involved. Investigators believe this was a murder-suicide. Though the reports of a domestic violence history are unconfirmed by law enforcement at this time, the initial investigation indicates that Tony shot Allison before taking his own life. The couple lived in a multi-million-dollar home in Anaheim Hills. From the outside, their life appeared stable, social media showing smiling photos, snapshots of vacations, kids, and what looked like a happy family. But as so often happens in domestic violence cases, the reality behind closed doors was far more painful. Allison Barry Guerrera wasn't just a headline, she was a daughter, a friend, and a mother of four. Two of those children she shared with Tony. She grew up in Southern Humboldt, attended local schools, and spent part of her adult life in the community before moving south. Many here still remember her, and the news of her death has left friends reeling. Ryan Hudson, a longtime friend of Allison's and a reporter for KMUD News and Redhead Black Belt, said she was devastated upon hearing the news. Speaking not as a journalist, but as someone who knew her personally, Hudson recalled private conversations over the years in which Allison reportedly confided that she had been experiencing physical abuse. While some, quoted in national media, described Tony as warm and welcoming, those closest to Allison say she was navigating a much darker reality, one that she hid well, perhaps too well, even from people who cared about her deeply. Domestic violence doesn't always leave visible scars. Often, it leaves emotional ones, long before any physical violence takes place. Isolation, control, jealousy, and fear can all be part of the cycle, signs that Hudson say Tony exhibited. The deaths of Allison and Tony Guerrera have gained wide coverage in the press, but here in Southern Humboldt, where Allison spent so many of her formative years, the grief feels deeply personal. Friends have shared memories of her kindness, her strength, and her devotion to her children. And as the investigation continues, many are reflecting on the signs of domestic violence that are so easy to overlook until it's too late. If you or someone you know is experiencing abuse, there is help. The National Domestic Violence Hotline is available 24 hours a day at 1-800-799-7233. You can also visit thehotline.org to chat with an advocate. We here at KMUD extend our condolences to all of those touched by this devastating tragedy. Reporting for KMUD News, I'm Lisa Music.